In July 2024, Japhet Ndubi, a Kenyan journalist, lost his phone and could not trace it. He replaced the SIM card, bought a new phone, and went on with his life. 4 days later, while on a lunch break, he received a text alerting him that he had sent money to a certain number.
Now, I'm using a new phone. It's when I saw some money has been sent to a certain phone number. So I was surprised because I have my phone here. I called Safaricom to inquire how come I'm seeing that some money has been sent to a certain phone number without my authorization. It's when they told me, but usually I know the one was with you because we see the recent transaction of has been carried out, has been sent to this money. And we can see that we use their fingerprints to withdraw the money.
The fraudsters even took out a loan that took him months to pay off. Authorities never made an arrest even though his phone was recovered. Ndubi was a victim of biometric fraud, a type of criminal activity where someone copies another person's unique characteristics, like their voice or fingerprints, to impersonate them and gain access to their devices or financial accounts. Smile ID is a US-based company with offices in Kenya that develops software to protect people's privacy. A report it released late last month says cases of document forgery and deepfakes are on the rise across Africa, as are simpler phishing attempts, all in an effort to steal money from innocent victims. The Smile ID researchers found that fraudsters especially targeted vulnerable people in low literacy regions through phishing, data breaches, and making purchases through illicit sources. Stolen data is then exploited to create fraudulent bank accounts to be used for money laundering operations. Joshua Kuma, a Ghanaian, received a fake text claiming that money had been transferred to his mobile bank account. The text led to him losing control of his account and SIM card.
The person told me to follow a shortcode that the money will be transferred back to him. So I did that without really paying attention to this to the details. So by the time I realized it was too late, I had already given him all the access to my SIM card. So I had to report it so that SIM will be cancelled. And so that wallet itself, yeah, I lost the money I had on my that SIM. So I had to start all over again.
Ndubi is still in shock at how his fingerprints were used to access money through his mobile phone. He says that has changed how he uses the device.
I was very surprised that they could be able to use fingerprints. I was very surprised, and I kept asking telecom, the provider, how they were able to access, but they were not able to tell me. So I even lost faith in the M-Pesa mobile banking application. I've actually never used it.
To prevent fraud, authorities and businesses now sometimes insist that people present themselves physically and produce valid identification cards to prove their identities. As for average Kenyans, many are trying to avoid using mobile apps on their phones and are checking with banks and telecom operators about any transaction made in and out of their accounts. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.